is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey. Quick, quick! You said it yourself, Tom.
You were the one who said that, Whit.
Was I?
At least we're safe.
I thought Bernard said it.
Don't look at me.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Get to high ground. That's everything for me.
Well, let's see what we got here. Your knapsack and mine. Got the tent, got the food.
Excuse me, Whit, I called Eugene's dorm room and Bernard's house and didn't get an answer, so they must be on their way.
No good. Thank you, Connie.
Are you sure you have everything? I mean, toothbrushes, clean socks, plenty of food?
I think we have it all covered.
It would be awful to get stuck in the middle of a mountain and need something.
Oh, don't worry, Connie.
Yeah, we're old pros at this stuff.
I know, but I'm just afraid.
Oh, Connie, it's only 2 days. It's not like we haven't done this before. What's wrong?
Well, this whole thing makes me nervous, that's all.
Oh, why?
Because Eugene's going with you this time, that's why.
Oh, Connie, you don't have to worry about him.
I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about the rest of you. I'm afraid Eugene and the great outdoors will be a dangerous combination for anyone near him.
She does have a point there, Whit.
Stop it, you two. The four of us will have a wonderful time, and you said it yourself, Tom. This is just what Eugene needs to broaden his experience.
You were the one who said that, Whit.
Was I?
Yeah.
I thought Bernard said it.
Quick! Quick!
What in the...
What's wrong, Bernard?
Hurry, help me get my stuff loaded.
Well, what's wrong? What's the hurry?
I just passed Eugene on his bike. Now, if we're quick, we can leave without him.
Oh.
Hand me your knapsack.
See, I'm not the only one.
Now, that's enough, you guys.
I've arrived. I'm here.
Never mind, Tom. It's too late.
Hi, Eugene.
Would somebody please help me off of this bicycle? I'm afraid my pack is delicately balanced on my back.
Well, we'll help you. Tom, take his other side, will you?
Yeah. Hey, somebody better call in a crane.
Careful.
What do you have in this thing, Eugene? Remember, you promised you wouldn't bring a lot of gizmos and gadgets.
Ah, thank you. Mr. Riley, there are no gizmos or gadgets here. Strictly the bare necessities.
That's more than I wanted to know.
Huh?
What do you mean by bare necessities? Portable computer, maybe a fax machine?
Survival supplies, of course. Compass, poison oak antidote, snake bite kit, tourniquet, purified water, propane lantern, waterproof tarp, rope, whistle. Be prepared, I believe we said.
And you sure seem to be.
Thank you.
Well, if we're gonna do it, let's get going. No sense keeping the mosquitoes waiting. They've been planning my arrival for months.
All right. Now, Connie, the plan is to park the truck up at Miller's Cave, then hike along Fountain Creek up to Thompson Ridge.
Mm-hmm. I know. You wrote it all down next to the phone.
Well, I just want to make sure you understand, in case something comes up.
Here? Or in the wilderness with Eugene?
Beg pardon?
Everybody in the truck. Day's not getting any younger. Bye, Connie.
Oh, bye. Goodbye, you guys. Be careful.
Goodbye, Connie.
Farewell.
We'll be careful.
All right. Who wants to ride shotgun?
Oh, I didn't know we were hunting as well.
Get in the truck, Eugene.
Yes, sir.
Out here, isn't it?
You know, I've read that there's more microscopic life in one square inch of forest than there is population in most major metropolises.
Well, in that case, we better watch where we step.
Eugene?
Yes, sir?
I brought you something to chew on.
Figuratively or literally?
Literally, Eugene. It's beef jerky, the main staple of the camping man's life.
Staple? It looks more like strips of old leather to me.
Here, take it.
I don't like the looks of those clouds. You brought your portable radio, didn't you, Tom?
I did. Yeah, help me get my backpack off and I'll dig it out.
I'll assist you, Mr. Riley. I'll save this beef jerky for later if you don't mind.
Suit yourself.
Hold on, Eugene, while I undo the strap.
If you'll restrain your movements, I could slip it off this way.
Not that way, or you'll... drop it. Good going, Eugene.
Well, with all due respect, Mr. Riley, if you hadn't moved so quickly to the left, I would have had a firmer grip on it.
Eugene.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah, I think I'm going to set up camp back at the truck.
It wasn't anyone's fault. What about the radio, Tom?
Well, it's right here. And there. And another piece there.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's too bad.
And how about you, Mr. Be Prepared? Did you bring a radio?
Well, actually, I was going to, but Mr. Riley harassed me so much about bringing any electronic gizmos that, I left it behind.
Now, Eugene, you're not going to break my radio, then blame me for keeping you from bringing yours.
Well, I...
Nobody's blaming anybody for anything. We'll just keep an eye on the sky, that's all. It won't be a problem. Let's get on to Fountain Creek.
Last one there's a rotten low-density micro-disc. Tally-ho!
You think he could have had an accident as a child?
Don't go too far, Eugene. Keep an eye on him while I help Tom with his pack, will you, Bernard?
You know, just this morning I said to myself, Bernard, today would be a good day to chase after Eugene in the woods. Yeah, I'll be happy to, Whit.
What in the world has gotten into everybody? This is supposed to be a relaxing camping trip. I feel like I'm with a class of fourth graders.
I'm telling you, Whit, there's just something about that boy.
Well, I just happen to know that he's been looking forward to this trip for a long time. He's just trying to get in the spirit of things, to feel like he belongs with us. Is that so bad?
No, I don't suppose so.
Then please, don't pick on him so much.
I'll try. If Bernard will.
Tom.
And the Bucks swashbuckled their way through a ninth-inning rally to beat the Reds 7-5. And here's a look at today's weather. Heavy cloud cover coming in from the east, bringing torrential rains with them.
What?
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for Campbell County. Residents are advised to stay clear of riverbeds, streams, or potential wash areas just in case of flash floods.
Flash floods?
That's right. Residents of Connellsville and Odyssey should stay on the alert, especially near the mountain ranges.
Mountain ranges? Wait!
Eugene! Eugene! Oh, he's lost already. Eugene!
Here, Mr. Walton.
Well, what are you doing over there? The trail goes this way. Doesn't take a compass to figure that out.
Well, I heard some rustling and proceeded to investigate. Whatever it was, ran off.
That was probably a rabbit. I see you finished your beef jerky once more.
Oh, actually, I'd rather...
Ah, go on, I brought plenty.
Thank you.
Did you see the wildflowers over there? Boy, beautiful. All that color, and I'm not responsible for weeding them. Wish my backyard was that easy.
Hey, you two went further ahead than I thought. I see the creek's risen a little.
All that rain last week, I reckon. We better be careful. Too much rain drives the snakes out.
Well, let's follow the creek up to Thompson Ridge and then cut over to the trail leading up to Mount Summit.
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
Don't look at me.
I heard it earlier. Bernard thought it was a rabbit.
You didn't tell me it growled, Eugene.
You know, there are some species of rabbit that make noises. In Australia, for example,
Maybe we should be on our way. Whatever it is probably won't follow us.
Especially if Eugene starts a lecture about Australian rabbits.
Well, I was going to tell you about a species of jackrabbit, actually.
Whit, did you see those clouds?
Yep.
You know, I've been watching their movements, and though I don't profess to be an expert at meteorology, I believe they're coming from the northeast and moving in a southwesterly direction.
Meaning what?
Meaning they will skirt past us. I doubt it will rain at all.
Hello? Is this the park ranger station? You're near Mount Summit, right? Is it raining there yet? Because it's pouring like crazy here in Odyssey, and I've got some friends up near you, see, and they said on the radio that... Oh, there goes the electricity. Hello? 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 Operator? Anyone? It's gonna be all right, kids. It's gonna be all right.
Your thumb?
No, the tent pig. And that's the last one, too.
Oh, I brought a few extra. Well, would you like to use one?
You brought tent pegs? But you didn't bring a tent.
Nonetheless, I thought it might be helpful to have a few extra on hand just in case someone didn't have enough.
You're a wonder. Thank you. Here, have some jerky.
No, honestly.
I ate all yours, right? Here, have some more.
You know, Whit, it just occurred to me. We only have two tents for four people.
Uh-huh. Two people in a tent. That was always the plan.
But that means somebody's going to have to bunk up with Eugene.
So?
So how do we decide who bunks with him?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't want him lecturing me about my dreams while I'm having them.
Tom, you promised.
I promised not to pick on him. I didn't promise to share a tent with him. I mean, look at him.
Is there anything anyone needs? A fishing lure? Telescope?
He belongs here about as much as a pair of roller skates belong on a mountain climber.
Don't worry. Eugene, Bernard, I thought we'd divide up with me and Eugene in one tent and you and Tom in the other.
What happened, Whit? You lose the toss?
No.
Well, if it's all the same to you, Mr. Whitaker, I'd rather sleep under the stars tonight.
Well, I doubt you'll have stars to sleep under, Eugene, if those clouds get any closer.
Well, still, I'd prefer to sleep on my own. After all, I wouldn't want to lecture anyone on their dreams while they're having them.
Well, Tom?
Let's fix some dinner.
Phone's working. Hello.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, I'm fine. The parents came and got the kids and I closed the shop.
Well, I was hoping Whit would call, so I was sort of waiting around. Besides, I heard Cascade Street's flooded, so it'd be hard to get home anyway.
I will, Mom. See ya. Bye.
I'm glad the phone's working again. Oh, thank heaven. Park Ranger Station?
This is the life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I need this every now and then. It's a good reminder that the world's a lot bigger than my little problems.
Yeah, and you outdid yourself with this meal, Tom. Man.
Wasn't bad at all, if I do say so myself.
Great. May I have seconds, please, if there are any remaining?
Well, help yourself.
Where in the world do you put it, Eugene? I mean, you've been eating beef jerky all day and all of this.
Well, may I have some more of that juice, too?
Well, you sure can.
Thank you.
Well, Whit, what do you reckon about that storm?
Well, I don't know. I can't get up high enough to see where it is or how fast it's moving.
It can't be moving too fast.
Probably stopped over Odyssey to do some sightseeing.
Hopefully it'll slip past us like Eugene said.
Mm. Well, storm or no storm, I have been enjoying this excursion tremendously, gentlemen, and want to express my deepest gratitude for being invited along.
Well, you're welcome, Eugene. Right, Tom? Bernard? Tom? Bernard?
Yeah, well, don't mention it.
Guess we better get these pans cleaned and the food packed up.
If I may make a suggestion about the food?
If you have to.
I brought a three-twined rappelling rope with stainless steel hook, so we might hang our food from a tree tonight.
Hang our food?
Mm-hmm.
What did it ever do to you?
Nothing, I hope. But if we hang it from a tarp in a tree, forest-roaming predators won't be able to get it.
Well, that's a wonderful idea. Get the equipment out, Eugene, and we'll...
Did you hear that?
That's Eugene's growling rabbit again. But I'm willing to confess that I think it's really a bear.
Sounded close. Too close.
Well, I don't see it.
Do you think it followed us all the way from Miller's Cave?
They don't usually do that unless there's a trail of food involved.
Well, that's not possible.
A trail of food? As in, food left along the trail which would attract the bear to follow us to this point?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know something about this, Eugene?
Well, to be perfectly honest, you remember that beef jerky you kept giving me and you assumed I ate?
Yeah. Oh, Eugene!
I didn't want to hurt your feelings or be ridiculed for not eating the camper staples, as you so memorably put it.
I don't believe it.
So, basically, this bear's mad because we're out of beef jerky and didn't invite him to sit down to dinner.
Something like that, I'd imagine.
Oh, boy. I still don't see him.
You probably won't see him until he charges at us.
Oh, that's good.
Well, what are we supposed to do?
Bang something together. Maybe the noise will scare him away. Hurry.
Oh, I've got it. I'll do it.
I don't think Tupperware bowls are especially life-threatening, Eugene. Oh.
The metal pans. Everyone grab the pans. Yell. Make noise. Anything.
Be gone, oh, ursine creature. Be gone, oh, forest dweller. Stay away. Get thee hence. Yes.
Well, that was the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Is he gone? Yeah.
Well, I think so. At least we're safe.
Yeah, too bad about the pans, though.
Why?
They were filled with mashed potatoes and baked beans.
No.
Oh, boy. Ah, well, I reckon I'm gonna turn in.
Yeah, I guess I should, too. I want to get up early and do a little bit of fishing upstream. Yeah, good night, Whit, Eugene.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
It's awfully quiet out here, Eugene.
Ah, yes. It's a nice change from the hustle and bustle of the shop, isn't it?
I mean, it's unnaturally quiet.
Well, perhaps it's the proverbial calm before the storm?
Oh, no, not proverbial, Eugene. Haven't you ever noticed how quiet it does get before a big storm?
Alas, I've always been rather busy with indoor activities to make note of the behavioral alterations of forest animals at times of impending climatic changes.
Well, then I'm glad you came with us on this trip. You know, I think I'll get some shut-eye. Are you sure you want to sleep outside tonight?
Yes, sir. I want to make the most of this respite in the wilderness to absorb the very essence of... Perhaps I will sleep in the tent tonight. Well... Mr. Whitaker, wake up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why is everything so wet?
The storm, Mr. Whitaker, it's been raining all night.
The creek.
It's rising rather rapidly.
Oh, we've got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. Boy, this is bad. Are Tom and Bernard up?
They're up and gone. I assume they went fishing.
Fishing? Mm-hmm. Hurry, Eugene, we have to get away from the creek. This is the perfect place for a flash flood.
What should I pack first?
Well, whatever you can grab, hurry. Bernard, where's Tom?
Isn't he here?
No, I thought he was with you.
Well, he was. He decided to fish even further upstream. I figured he'd double back when the rain got harder and the creek started to rise. Oh, Whit, I've never seen it like this.
Wait, listen.
What? I only hear the rain.
There, you hear it?
Oh, no.
Get to high ground.
Ranger, what's wrong?
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you can't go up this road.
What do you mean I can't go up there? I have to go up there.
Well, you can't. The road to Mount Summit, the whole area is shut down. There's a lot of flooding going on.
That's why I have to go. I have friends up there. Please, maybe I can help.
You want to help?
Yeah.
Then turn around and go home.
Is everyone all right?
Yes, I believe so.
No, I'm not.
Well, what's wrong?
What's wrong? We just lost our tents, our provisions, everything.
Oh. I've got my backpack.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
Well, at least we're safe, Bernard. That's all that matters.
I've never seen anything like it. It was a wall of water, a literal 10-foot-high wall of water.
Well, just keep away from the bank.
Look at that debris. Those are whole trees floating down there.
Well, that's why they call them flash floods. They come quickly and rip loose anything that gets in their way.
Yeah, and look at that. Is that somebody's coat caught on that branch?
Well, that's no coat. It's Tom. Huh? Tom!
Hang on, Tom!
Hang on, Tom. We'll get you.
Well, what are we going to do? If he falls in, we'll never see him again.
God, help us. How can we get to him?
Help!
You can do it, Tom. Hold on.
Perhaps we can form a human chain and swim out to him.
Current's too strong and the debris would knock us loose.
Look, maybe if we crawl out on one of the branches and reach down to him.
Too far to reach, and I doubt one person could lift him.
One person couldn't, but three could with a rope.
Rope?
My repelling rope with a hook on the end. I'll climb out on the branch, loop the rope around it so you can pull, drop the hook down, catch it under his belt, and we'll pull him out, just like a pulley system.
Excellent. Well, are you going to draw us a schematic diagram, or are you going to get the rope?
Right.
This is no time for committee meeting. My arms are getting tired.
Eugene's coming, Tom.
What? I'm ready. You two take this end.
Got it.
Upsy-daisy, and be careful. We can't have two of you in there.
I'll be careful. Tally-ho!
Hurry! I'm slipping!
Hang on, Tom.
I'm coming, Mr. Riley.
Careful, Eugene. Careful. All right. Perfect. Now lower the hook.
Oh, I can't watch this.
Tom's slipping. Hold on, Tom. You can do it. Please, God, help him do it.
Oh, Eugene. To the left, Eugene. Swing it to the left.
Tom has the hook. Okay. He has the hook.
Oh, just in time.
I've got it. Now pull.
All right, here we go. Come on, wait.
He's out of the water.
Again, Mr. Riley.
Oh, pull. Keep pulling.
We can stop now.
Yeah. Well, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Yes, Miss Kendall. They're here, safe and sound. We found them burned near where they said they'd be. That's right. Well, we'll get them back to Odyssey as soon as we're sure it's safe. Uh-huh. Huh? Well, no, thank you. Bye-bye. She's been calling all night, tried to drive up here at one point.
Oh, she can be persistent. How are you feeling, Tom?
All right, I reckon.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty nasty bruise on your forehead there, Tom.
Got hit by a log when I was washed away in the flood.
Mm.
It is a miracle I grabbed hold of that branch.
Why don't you let me put some disinfectant on your hands? They're pretty torn up.
If you don't mind, between branches and ropes, they got quite a workout. Eugene?
Yes, Mr. Riley?
I haven't thanked you properly.
Well, please, you don't have to say anything.
Oh, here it comes. I was dreading this part.
Be quiet, Bernard.
I teased you a lot on this trip, Eugene, about being so prepared and all. And well, now I thank God you were. You saved my life. And I'll always be grateful to you.
Galling, isn't it?
Bernard.
Mr. Riley, to borrow the colloquialism, don't mention it.
And as far as I'm concerned, you're welcome on any camping trip I ever take again. You understand?
Understood, sir.
Good. Oh, ah, oh, boy, that stuff stings.
That means it's working.
You know, I'm really getting hungry. Is there anything around here to eat?
Yeah, sorry, we're a ranger station, not a cafeteria. Wait, I do have some beef jerky, though. Anybody want some?
No.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Flash Flood was written by Paul McCusker and Rich Peterson and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.